This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's news today that Russia might have to reconfigure its budget to help pay to fix up what used to be the Crimean region of Ukraine. Russia's first deputy prime minister told the German daily Die Welt today that he thinks it'll be okay to borrow more, given that Russia has added 2 million Crimeans. Meanwhile, Ukraine is still not paying for the natural gas it gets from Russia. Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Group, a consulting firm that uses political science to help business and market players. Ian, great to talk to you again.
My pleasure, David.
So Ukraine, Russia owns the natural gas company. That company has increased the costs of natural gas to the point that Ukrainian officials are saying they won't pay. Gazprom says it's simply ending the discount. Now, gas, you don't think is going to get cut off to Ukraine?
Well, they've cut off gas and used gas as a lever on many occasions, typically wintertime when they need it more, but, sort of crisis knows no calendar. This has never been about cash for Russia. It's always been about owning Ukraine.
Now, did you see that Gazprom is working on an imminent deal to sell natural gas to China at a time that Europe is thinking about alternatives to Russian gas?
Not surprised. Putin has a very big trip planned for Beijing in the coming month, and he certainly wants to ink a large deal. He wants to show the world Russia has plenty of options. Kerry's policy has been, we will isolate you, Russia. Well, you know, it's really hard to isolate the Russians when the Chinese want absolutely nothing to do with this policy. They're the world's second largest economy, and they'd be delighted to take more energy from the Russians.
Now, Ian, companies, I imagine, are calling you all the time asking where Russia is going with Ukraine. I know your top scenario is not more Russian tanks, but what are you expecting?
My big issue for the markets is this present equilibrium post-taking Crimea is not stable. The Russians view the existing Ukrainian government as illegitimate, and they intend to destabilize it. The easiest way is to ensure the elections that are being planned presently do not go ahead as legitimate. And that's probably their best option, because I don't think they would be able to buy the elections. Most Ukrainians have huge animosity towards Russia, given what's happened in the last few weeks. And also, they've lost 1.5 million Russian votes by annexing Crimea. So those are people that can't participate in the Ukrainian election.
Ian Bremmer, president of New York-based Eurasia Group, is also a global research professor at New York University. Ian, thank you.
Thanks, David.